But as it relates to a little bit of Rei for today's daf, I think it's kedai just to speak out a little bit of machshava regarding the very, very last part of the daf, which was a digression from the core part of the daf, and that is, it talked about the oznayim. Talked about a person's ears. And specifically, this very last gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, it's a brayis al yashmiya adam la'aznav dvarim b'teilim. Person should be careful not to hear dvarim b'teilim, b'pnei shehein nichvayis t'chila, because the ears are the thing that go, chumash, the thing that go first, because of the fact that they're very, very soft. Now, flaw in on this gemara right here has an arichos about the inyan of Shmiya, but it starts off with something very, very beautiful that I think is kedai to mention. And that is, says the Hafla, you find in our Gemara that Chazal were very, very machmer in the inyan of Shmiya, that it seems somehow that if a person's going to hear something that really he's not supposed to hear, it's going to make him very, very vulnerable after 120 when he may be exposed to the Esh of Gehenim. So somehow the Oznayim are going to be more susceptible than the other Evarim of the person. So he says, what's the Pnimius of a person having to be more careful with the Oznayim than with anything else? So it says the Hafla, Hine ro'isi b'sefer Oilas Ephraim. I saw in the Sefer Oilas Ephraim. And again, who wrote the Oilas Ephraim? It's the Klei Yakar. And he wrote in the Oilas Ephraim, Shekasav shapoigim b'shmiya. If somebody is poigim in his shmiya, he hears something that he's not supposed to hear. Poigim ba'aznei nishmasai. It affects the ears of his neshama. And it causes the chush hashmi of his neshama to go away. The Oilas Ephraim said that just like a person has ears, physical ears, that allow him to hear, so too a person's neshama has spiritual ears that allow it to hear. A person is made up of a guf and of a neshama. The guf has a varim, but the Oilas Ephraim said the neshama also has a varim. Unbeknownst to us, we can't see it, but those Eivarim exist. And said the Oilas Ephraim, one of the Eivarim of the Neshama is a Chosh Hashmiya. It's Oznayim. So your guf kid here and your Neshama, your subconscious, is able to hear as well. So the Oilas Ephraim said that if a person does Averis with his Oznayim, a person hears things that he's not supposed to hear, it's going to affect his Oznei Neshama. And it's going to affect the chush hashmiya of his oznayim, and he's not going to be able to hear with his neshama. So said the Oilas Ephraim, Odover Nifla. The Gemara says in Perak Achoyv al-Masechtes Bavakam, we know Achoyv al-Bechaver chay b'chamisha dvarim. If somebody damages somebody, so he has to make the person whole. How do you make the person whole? So there's five categories, five buckets of payment. Nezek, Tzar, Ripuy, Shneves, and Boishes. So what does that mean? That means you assess how much damage was just caused by virtue of the fact that the person now has this handicap, and you have to give the person the difference. So for example, if somebody damaged somebody's foot, so we would go to the shuk, this is old school, and find out what this person was worth before he was damaged, how much he's worth now. So now we have an assessment, evaluation of what the mominous hefset is because of the damage that this person caused. He has to write him a check for the difference, and then that's that. But says the Gemara, that what happens if somebody makes somebody a cherish? The halach is he has to write him a check for his entire value. We don't say, oh, he only took away his chush hashmiya, and as a result, he's only going to have to make up the difference of what the person just lost because he lost the chush hashmiya. Charshay is nice and light to make kuloy. So says the Oilas Ephraim, Hachi nami bepoigim ba'oznei nishmasai. If someone is poigim in the oznayim of his neshama, umecharsha, and he causes his neshama to be a cheresh, ki'ilu pagam b'chalo evarim. Charshay is nice and light make kuloy. A person who doesn't have a chush hashmi of his neshama, he's toast. He has no way of making it through life in a dehoibin way. You need your neshama to be able to receive signals. You need your neshama to be in tune and to be able to hear. And if a person's neshama is a cheresh, noisin loy to make kuloy, because that's going to have a fundamental impact on this person's entire mitzvahs. As Zoy state in Oilas Ephraim. So the Afla said that based on what the Oilas Ephraim said, I understood a pasuk that always puzzled me. It's in Parshas Baloischa. So we all know the end of Parshas Baloischa tells the story of Moshe and Aharon and Miriam, specifically Aharon and Moshe, who spoke Kaviyachal Lashon Hara and Moshe. And the pasuk says, "Vayim Hashem pisoim al Moshe v'Aharon v'Miriam." Hashem immediately pisoim. He comes to Moshe, Aharon, and to Miriam, and he says, Sush Lashtachem Eloyomoy, Vayet Sush Lashem. He says, I want the three of you to meet me in the Ayomoy, and they all go. Vayet Hashem Ba'amadonin. The Amadonin descends, Vayami Pesach Oil, and it's standing on the Pesach Oil, Vayikra Aaron and Miriam, Aaron and Miriam are standing, Vayet Sush Neim. And they come out, Vayoyim. Hashem is talking to Aaron and Miriam. Shimu Nodvaray. I want you to listen to what I have to say. Im Yu Neviyachem Hashem Bemare Elov Azvad Bechalim Adabarboy. And he goes on, says the Ebishta, a whole Arichos saying, you compared the Nevuah of Sharon Avim to the Nevuah of Moshe. Do you understand who Moshe is? Loike Navdi Moshe, Bechal Beisli, Nemon Hu, Peh, Peh, Adabarboy, Umar Avle Bechidois, etc., etc., etc. Says the Aflo, it always bothered me that when Hashem came to Aharon and Miriam, what was the first thing he told them? Shimu Nodvaray. I want you to listen to what I'm about to say. It says, you don't find anywhere that when Hashem appears to a Navi, the first thing he tells him, all of a sudden now he said, Shimu Nodvaray, said Afla, that Lefi what Oilos Ephraim said, he said, because Aharon and Miriam were just nichshol in the chet of Lashon Hara. And the chet of Lashon Hara involves the peh, but it also involves the aznayim. So they were just nichshol, they did an avera with their aznayim. And because they did an avera with their aznayim, it impacted their chush hashmiyah. Their neshama wasn't able to hear. Now, if a person's neshama doesn't have a chush hashmiyah, how are they going to hear the Dvar Hashem? How are they going to be shayich to nevuah? So the first thing the Eibishter had to do was, he had to give Aharon and Miriam back the chush hashmiyah. So vayomer, the Eibishter said, Shimu no dvaroi. I want you to listen to what I have to say. Because first things first, I have to return to you your chush hashmiyah. Because if you're going to hear something you're not supposed to, you lose the chush hashmiyah, how are you going to be shayich to nevuah? So says the haflop, he says, if this was true for Kedoshe Elyon, Aharon and Miriam, that because they heard Lashon Hara, they lost the Chush HaShmiah of their Neshama, Mayasu Ezoi VeYakir. What are we, who are mere blades of grass, supposed to say? What are we going to do? If they lost their Chush HaShmiah to the point that the Eibishter had to say, Shimu Nodvaroi, so that then we'd be able to be makabel nevuah. How, if we listen to things that we're not supposed to listen, if we listen to Lashon Hara and all these things that are not okay, how are we going to have a chush hashmiyah? Then he goes on with a beautiful arichas, which we're not going to get into. He says, that's pshat, maybe soif davar hakol nishma ki zek kol ha'adam. Soif davar hakol nishma ki zek kol ha'adam. Charshay is noisan loy dmei kuloy. If a person loses his chush hashmiyah in a chayvah b'chaveri sense, you have to cut him a check for his entire guf. And the same is true if a person's neshama loses its ability to hear. If a person's neshama loses its chush hashmiyah, it's soif davra akol nishma gizek kala adam. A person has to realize that's the entire essence of the person. But really, this hafla, which is here in the beginning of Masechtes Ksubos, he talks about the concept of shmiyah. Shmiya, as far as the neshama goes, the neshama has a chush hashmiya, but a person can lose his neshama's chush hashmiya. There's a concept of a person's neshama being a cherish ein neshama. And he said, if a person's neshama is a cherish ein neshama, he's in big trouble. Because if his neshama can't hear, it can't pick up the signals, it's chorshay noisen loy dmei kuloy. It's going to have a fundamental impact on his entire avodas Hashem. And I think the pashup shan and the flaw is, because Hashem is constantly sending people messages, and Hashem is communicating with us. But if we're not able to hear the communication, then how are we going to do what it is that we need to do? Aharon and Moshe spoke Lashon Hara and heard Lashon Hara. Aharon and Miriam. And because of that, they lost the Chush HaShmiah. Hashem had to give them back their Koyach HaShmiah. And that was the Kal V'chaymer of the Afla. He says, if Aharon and Miriam couldn't hear, they couldn't pick up signals, Kedoshe Elyon, that had antennas that are able to literally travel the entire universe. But because they were Poyagim and Shmiah, and their Madrega, Hashem had to say Shimu Nodvaroi. So Mayasu is Ovekir. What are we supposed to do? So if a person hears things he's not supposed to hear, he's going to lose his Chush HaShmiah. And if he loses his Chush HaShmiah, maybe he's just talking to him, sending him messages, these signals. But he has no Chush HaShmiah. He's a Cheresh Ein HaShemeah. And if he's a Cheresh Ein HaShemeah, how is he going to be able to get through life? I think this opens up a little bit of a Pesach to understand. Chazal in so many different places talk about baskals. Every single day there's a baskal that comes from Har Chayrev and it says, Shuvu Bonim Shoivavim, Chutz Meyachar. Good, Kol Masha Oimel Chabalabayis, I say Chutz Mitzay. There's a baskal that says, Kol Oilam Nizam Bishvil Chanina Bini. Right, all the different baskals that Chazal talk about, how come we don't hear the baskal? Maybe it's because we don't have a Chush HaShmiah. The baskal is not something we're going to hear with our physical aznayim. It's something we're going to hear with our neshama's aznayim. And in order to be able to hear, you have to be tuned in. At the very least, he can't be a cherish. And if a person is a cherish in his neshama, he has no chush hashmir. And the tzaddikim were able to hear baskels. And that's because they had a chush hashmir. But if we're poigim in our chush hashmir, then we have a problem. And the shmir is very, very sensitive, because Aharon and Miriam lost chush hashmir because they were makabal lashon hara. So in the kedoshe elyon, kalvachomer ben benoishal kalvachomer. That's the kalvachomer ben benoishal kalvachomer of the afla. But the bottom line is, I think it opens up a Pesach to understand why it is that you have all these baskels that Chazal talk about, yet they're very, very difficult sometimes for us to be able to hear.